Say if you had a real mean dog, you might tell someone, you better be careful, that dog will bite you. Okay. And you say, yesterday he whacked the mailman. Yesterday.
He hit the mailman.
Okay. And you say, the mailman had to go to the doctor after he got...
He had to have
rabies.
Rabies. That's right.
Okay. You say, he had to have a rabies shot after he got what?
Was bitten.
Okay. Would you ever use the word dog bit?
Yeah,
you say somebody got dog bit?
They got dog bit,
Okay.
And it was bitten. I don't reckon by a dog, though.
Pretty lucky, I guess.
Yes, I was.
Okay, the kind of animal that you keep for milk.
That you do what?
That you keep for milk.
Well,
keep on the farm to milk.
A milk cow. And we used to milk goats and sell the goat milk. More people drank that for their health. What I mean, people here in Winchester, we had the goats, and my husband, if he had known he was drinking goat's milk, he wouldn't have drank that for anything. And one morning he said to me, he says, I know something funny. And I said, what? He said, you think... You had me fooled on goat's milk. I said, well, how long have you been drinking? He said, well, I said, honey, you've been drinking that for 3 weeks. He says, I'll have to say I like it. These folks came to our house and bought goat's milk.
Yeah.
Some of the better class of people here in Winchester.
Is it good?
It really is good.
It's better than regular?
Well, it's better for your health, these men who bought it.
The goat's a lot of trouble to raise.
Well, ours weren't.
I heard they really smell bad.
Well, now they do have an odor that, I don't know that I noticed it so much, but on the farm day law, we had more goats, as I say, goat's milk. And if anyone had ever told me that I would drink goat's milk, I wouldn't have believed it, but it's good. And there's something about it that's very good for your health, you see.
Yeah. What would you do to it? Just like
just
regular
like
milk? Strain it and so forth?
I don't know whether I'd want any now. It's been so long. But now the people bought it here in town, the better class of people. It's supposed for rams and different ones. That they had something ailing in their stomach.
Okay, you say you're talking about cattle. The male cow. Or male animal would be called the
bull.
Huh?
That was an ugly name, bull, the old bull cow.
That was the ugly name to use?
But that's what they called the bull, the old bull, that they would breed with to the heifers.
What, if they weren't supposed to use the word bull, well, first of all...
Well, it's a male cow.
Is that what they call it
in
front of women?
A male cow, a male
okay.
cow.
Okay, any other names?
Well, I've heard it called that other name that I said.
Okay.
Well, those were the two names that I remember having.
Okay. Just men would say...
Bull, I guess.
Okay. Now this is the kind of animal that you might plow with.
What?
Not a horse, but a...
Mules?
Okay. Suppose you had two of these working together. You'd say you had
a team of mules.
Okay. Do you remember some other work animals that sort of looked like cattle? But they weren't. They sort of looked like them. Do you remember ox?
Yeah.
Huh?
Ox. I've heard of the ox. Ox.
Did you ever have those?
No, we didn't.
Okay. Okay, and a little cow, when it's first born, it's called a
calf.
Okay. And the female's called
a heifer.
And the male one, the male is
male
called...
Male cow,
okay. Well, if it's a calf?
It's a bull calf.
Okay. If you had a cow that was expecting a calf, you'd say the cow was going to...
have a little calf.
Okay. But...